Well, if you were listening to us yesterday, you heard a lot of talk about a meteor shower that was just supposed to be magnificent. But it wasn't quite like it was predicted, at least. Our newsroom got calls about it overnight with folks saying they couldn't see it at all. WTOP space contributor Greg Redfern joining us now live for answers to this mystery. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Lori. How are you?
I'm well. You know, I walked out my door this morning at about 3 a.m. to come to work and saw nothing. And then I got in and heard folks were calling saying the same thing. What happened?
Well, the cams, as I call them, or the technical term, the camelid parted, didn't really show up last night. There were some. And I checked the internet this morning, and the astronomical community was reporting in from North America. People were seeing onesies and twosies. There was even one picture caught of a potential cam. It was about as bright as Jupiter. And the ones that we saw from central Virginia were very, very pleasing. But this did not turn out as predictions. But there's a couple things that we have to look at, Lori. Number one, maybe the debris stream prediction was off. I mean, this is based on reconstruction of comet 209P Linear's orbit. And the other thing is, hey, maybe this comet just didn't produce any debris streams back in the 1700s and 1800s, which is what the Earth flew through last night. But there were some, but you just had to be out there for the, I'd say, from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. as predicted.
So why did they predict it was going to be so massive, and how were they so off?
It's notorious in astronomy dealing with comets, Lori. I mean, there are some famous examples out there. Comet Kohoutek. Last year we had Comet Eisen that was really going to be something predicted. That's the key word, predicted to be spectacular. And it ends up dying at the sun, but we learned a lot of science. So the astronomers try to put together these models of what they think will be happening. But again, this is based on their reconstruction of orbits and what they think the comet may have done. And quite frankly, one of the predictions was that there may be nothing at all. But people were leaning towards there was going to be something up in the sky. And Mother Nature shows us once again, we can't always be right in our predictions.
We would ask for our money back, but that would be...
But I will say it was a great night under the sky, Lori.
Yes, it was.
We saw lots of fireflies, which at first we thought were meteors, and the sky was absolutely perfect last night. So everybody that went outside can at least thank the cams for an opportunity to enjoy a restful night under the sky.
Any good meteor showers this summer that we can
look
absolutely.
Forward to? Oh, absolutely. In August, I will say this, Lori, this is a proven performer. The Perseid meteor shower will be happening in August. We'll have stuff up on WTOP about that. And another proven performer during the cold months are the Geminids, and that's going to be a good meteor shower. They are proven performers through centuries. You can take that one to the bank.
All right. Appreciate it. As always, WTOP space
Thank
contributor
you,
Greg Redfern. Greg Redfern, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Take care.